This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's time again for another Farmers Appreciation Month interview, and today's guest is Randy Darr with Soil Right LLC. Randy, nice to see you again.
Hi there. Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Always enjoy talking with you and getting an update on what's going on with the business. So we talked last year, but we'll talk again. Just tell us a little bit about Soil Right.
Sure. Soil Right is a soil health and soil and crop health management system. We look at things economically, logistically, not only just agronomically, because we look at soil health and crop health as a process, not just an event. And we help our clients make a plan to progress into the future and be not only profitable, but to take care of their resources, which their largest resource and most important resource is their soil. And we do everything we can to help them manage that in the most economical and successful way.
You know, when I hear the name Soil Right and when others hear it, many of us probably jump to, well, they do soil sampling, soil testing. But as you just said, making a plan, you were explaining to me, that's really what you strive to do, is get that data and those facts from the soil. And then what does this mean in the big picture?
Right, right. Yeah, we, yeah, soil, the soil testing component is probably the backbone of our system. We look at, we take all of the numbers we get. We don't just look at specific farms, but we also look at everything as a whole, and then from that we can develop a plan to help logistically and economically move forward. You know, in these trying times currently, we have to kind of switch gears and change things to in some instances maybe a survival mode of keeping guys at least moving forward. Maybe not in the forward progression that we've done in the last several years, but at least help them not go backwards. And because you know, it only takes a few mess ups, and your soil, you're going to pay for it in the long run. So we try to help build a system that we can keep going, and then in our processes, it's pretty much like when people hire an accountant to be an outside resource of looking at their numbers and making sure that tax-wise that they are in the right position. So we're very similar at being on the outside looking in. We can see other things that maybe the farmer himself doesn't see because he's too close to the situation. So we try to be those second set of eyes that help the grower make more strategic decisions rather than emotional decisions. You know, soil testing in itself isn't the only thing we do. We can about anything you can get in a test tube, we can test it for something. And we use those tools at the times we feel necessary to help glean more information from the services that we provide.
A big part of all those services, you said, planning ahead and making changes, and you make changes with your business also because you do have some new technology available for farmers.
Yes, we have really a tremendous system now that can do, as you get more information put into it, can help you do benchmarking practices that, you know, benchmarking is kind of a buzzword at the current time, but we're able to track over time the progress of a certain acreage or whatever the case may be and compare it against other acreages of what the farmer farms. And, you know, we're in the information age, so any information, first of all, it has to be good information, but then we can take this good information and help design practices for the farmer and help them to make adjustments to their system that will be an economic advantage to them.
Are you accepting new clients if someone would like to use your services for the first time? I'm assuming always looking for new business.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're looking for new clients pretty much all the time on a constant basis that are interested in these services. You know, one of our main fortes or main components that people like is that we're independent. We don't sell products. We just sell advice, and that sets us apart from other organizations a bit. That we are actually paid to care for the farmer, because if we don't do our job well, he won't have us eventually be on his farm. So that is one of the driving components for us to do a good job, because if we don't do a good job, we won't be having the job.
And you're located in Shipman, but what areas do you serve with your business? How far will you travel?
Well, right now we travel pretty much all over the United States. We've started doing work in South Dakota, Nebraska, Tennessee. We'll be going to Texas here shortly. I spent 1 day last week with one of our new clients in the middle of Kentucky, down below Louisville, and I spent over 8 hours with them just going through every soil report with a fine-tooth comb and helping them build a system plan for this year so that they don't spend more money than they can, and that they still move forward with their system and their practices. So, not many organizations can do that. It's real painstaking to go through every report like that and build a system that will move you forward and keep things within reason.
I was gonna say, with working with people throughout the United States, the services that you offer must be pretty unique, or there's got to be a lot of value to it for you to be traveling that far and for people to be interested, you know, in somewhere in Shipman, a town that's not necessarily a big city name. No offense,
right.
But that's,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. We're the biggest consulting company in Shipman. So, we're starting my 31st year in this business. I remember the 80s really well. It's instilled into my conscience all the time. You know, being a college student in 1983 was really a gut-wrenching time period in our own farming operation. And starting the business in 1986, you know, which wasn't really a easy time to start a new company at that time, but I'm proud to say that we've been very successful in helping our clients and helping them grow and stay in business, and now we've hit another little hiccup in the farming system, and it's similar but not similar to the 80s. There are some other components that are involved that makes this different than the 80s, but in some cases it makes us feel the same way. But I'm excited about the future of agriculture and keeping farmers on the farm and helping them promote their legacy.
Well, that is exciting, and what a great service to offer. Randy, if someone would like to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Generally, the best way, you can look at our website, soilrightllc.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Soilright LLC. You'll see comments and things. I try not to get very technical in our Facebook page. It's more of a educational service for people that don't farm. We have a lot of people that look at our site just to educate themselves on the practices of farming. But we put some news out there once in a while and that. But soilright.com is our website. Or my cell phone number is 217-825-9317.
Well, thanks so much. We've been visiting with Randy Darr of Soilright LLC in Shipman.